The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Source of blessing via sacrifice. Our God is a good God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you just stop the, because you are tuning me to songs. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our God is a good God, and His intention always is to see us blessed. There's a major key for our accessing the showers of blessing. There's a major key to our accessing the showers of blessing called sacrifice. What is sacrifice? Sacrifice is giving of an unusual offering to God, which is costly to the giver. Sacrifice is giving of an unusual offering to God, which is an offering which is costly to the person giving it. It is the cost of a sacrifice to the giver that makes it a sacrifice. It is the cost of the sacrifice to the giver that makes it actually a sacrifice. Examples of those that gave sacrifice in the scripture, real quick, within the limited time we have today, looking at a man called Abraham in Genesis 22 from verse 1 to 17. Bible says, and God did test Abraham and spoke to him and said to him, Abraham, give me thy son, thy only son. And it came to pass after these things. And he said, thank you, Jesus. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, I'm here. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the... Go on now. That verse was not complete. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here as the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in the hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spoke unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them together. And they went to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar on the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son, that's his only son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket, and his horn. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Verse 14. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh. Now, this is just a simple story of a man of sacrifice. Abraham had a begotten son called Isaac. And God wanted to see if Abraham's trust was in his son for a future, or on him who is the Almighty God. And the Bible says, God went to him and said, you this boy, take this your son and slay him. I want to drink blood. And this man called Abraham did not doubt God. He went to God. He proceeded. He journeyed for many days to get to where he's supposed to go and slay his son. And the Bible says, having gotten there, God said, now I know you fear me. Sacrifice is an important thing for anyone that wants to. And because of this, God swore unto him. And God said unto him, I swear I will bless you. Because you have done this. Also looking at another example called Noah in the book of Genesis chapter 8 verse 20 to 22. The Bible says that Noah built an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offering on the altar. And the Lord smelled sweet savour, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. And for the imaginations of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore anything living. That is, I have seen your sacrifice. And because of this, I'm ready to shower you with blessings. Also looking at another example, the man called Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3 to 5. The Bible says that Solomon offered unto the Lord, went to Gibeon and offered unto the Lord. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David. His father was a man of sacrifice, giving extensively for the building of the kingdom of God, for the building of the house of God. In present day times, David gave billions of gold, maybe trillion, for the building of the house of God. And his son followed suit. I pray for you today that your children will follow your steps in righteousness. I say your children will follow your steps in righteousness. A parent whose child has followed his or her step in the things of God is a successful parent. Any parent that gives child certificate but does not give the child required training in the things of God is a failed parent. David trained his son, and the son followed suit in sacrifices to God. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offering did Solomon offer upon that altar. He gave to God in one day 1,000 offering, 1,000 sheep. It's been a while that I bought. We still bought last year for the anniversary. How much was it? You can't remember. I'm sure it should be close to 200 now. Maybe I think it was about 180 or so. 200 plus. So let's assume 200,000. So 200,000 times 1,000. Mathematicians, are you there? How much is that? Eh? Mathematicians, 200,000 in 10 places is 20 million. So 200,000 in 100 places is 200 million. Right? Eh? 200,000 in 100 places is what? 200,000 times 1,000. 2 million. 2 billion. Simple. So he gave in one sitting. Nigerian terms, Nigerian naira. He sat down and wrote a check of 2 billion one night without thinking twice and dropped it. And that night, God appeared to him and said, I know people give a lot, but not like this. This is a sacrifice. I pray for you today that God will take you to that realm in Jesus' name. For some of us, we are still on the realm of millions. And we have started that for some years now. In the realm of millions, on an annual basis, investing continually, consistently in the work of God. I pray that God will take you to that level and it will take you beyond that level in Jesus' name. Benefits of sacrifice. Number one, termination of courses. Sacrifice is responsible for the termination of courses. Anywhere you find a course, sacrifice can terminate it. In Genesis 8, verse 20 to 22, the Bible says, speaking there about Noah, that God had cursed the whole earth. And because of the sacrifice of Noah, Noah built an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offering on the altar. And the Lord smelled the sweet savour. May the Lord smell your own today. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground. God had, if you read that place before, God had cursed the ground. God had cursed the earth. God said, I regret, if you read that early part of that place, I regret I created human beings. I regret it. But God, out of the sacrifice of one man, God said, I changed my mind. I am eradicating the curse. I am not going to curse man anymore. I am now going to bless man. So sacrifice is responsible for termination of curses. Number two, sacrifice is key to gaining heaven's attention. Just like I said about Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3 to 5. 1 Kings 3, verse 3 to 5. Solomon loved the Lord, and because of this, he loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only he sacrificed burnt incense in high places. Now, because of this, he gained heaven's attention. Solomon gained heaven. Heaven responded to him. May heaven respond to you today. May heaven respond to you today. I say, may heaven respond to you today. Do you desire to gain heaven's attention? Get yourself into sacrifice. I remember when my wife and I got married. You know, after we courted for many years, I thought that because we'd not sleep together before marriage, I thought that my wife wouldn't get pregnant the first week during our honeymoon. And then 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 5 months, 8 months, 10 months. Then all of a sudden, I think maybe about a year or thereabout, I just felt in my heart a need for a sacrifice. A need for a sacrifice. I mean, that which I gave then is not a sacrifice to me now. I spend such monies even in a day now. But it was a sacrifice then. And as I gave it to a project going on in our church at that time, I wasn't the senior pastor. I was just in the church. That same month, heaven responded. So, sacrifice makes heaven to hearken to you. Number three, benefits of sacrifice. I think I still need to sing one of those songs to you tonight. How many of us want to be blessed by it? Okay, so we'll still do that. We'll still do that before we close. Just one of the songs. Access to a new beginning. Sacrifice gives us access to a new beginning. Sacrifice launches us into a new beginning in life. If you have reached a point in your life where you feel that you have reached a point where you want a new beginning. Your family needs a new beginning. Your home needs a new beginning. You need sacrifice. Your business turnover is on the same level. Your sales is on the same level. No need to cry. Think of something sensitive and costly that you can sacrifice. And then you see God launching you into a new beginning. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, the Bible says that Anna cried unto the Lord and said, if you can give unto me a male child, I will give you that man's son. I will give him back to you as a sacrifice. I will lend him to you for life. And then immediately there was a new beginning in her life. She had Samuel, and she had other sons and daughters. Why? She needed a new beginning. She needed a new beginning. Number four, I need to be very fast because of time tonight. Benefits of sacrifice is that sacrifice terminates battles. In 1 Samuel 7 verse 7 to 12, 1 Samuel 7 verse 7 to 12, there was a battle raging. The Bible says, and when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together against Mizpah, the Lord of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of Philistines. And the children of Israel said unto Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hands of the Philistines. Yes. And Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it a burnt offering wholly unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. There was a battle. And the Bible says the man of God, Samuel, they ran to him. And Samuel knew what to do. That's why you must not follow a pastor that does not know what to do. A pastor that does not know what to do will lead you astray. The Bible says the servant of God went straight for sacrifice. And as he sacrificed, and as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them. God will discomfit your enemies. God will discomfit your enemies. He will remove their hand separate. Left hand separate. Right hand separate. Left leg separate. Right leg separate. Mama, I like the smile you are giving me tonight. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If I need smile, there are some women I look at here. If they smile to me, I know that I'm on point. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sacrifice terminates battles. You have a raging battle. You have a situation at hand that is very, very tough. Go and get something that is costly to you and sacrifice it. Get something that when you drop it, you will feel it. You know, there are some things that when you give it, you are almost crying at the point of giving it, because you know that it means a lot to you. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. You can imagine a man like Abraham giving his Isaac, the man that will take over from him. That's a sacrifice. And number five, sacrifice makes you one of the favorites of God. Psalms 50, verse 5. Psalms 50, verse 5. Sacrifice makes you one of the favorites of God. Gather my sins together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Without wasting our time tonight, within the next 5-10 minutes, I'll be closing this message. Conditions for acceptable sacrifice. Number one, it must be with a clean hand. Proverbs 15, verse 8. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8 also says here very quickly. It says, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The sacrifice of a wicked man is an abomination. So sacrifice must not be from a wicked hand or a wicked heart. Sacrifice must not be but from a wicked hand or from a wicked heart. Also, Proverbs 21, 27. Proverbs 21, verse 27 also says, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind? When you give with a wicked person, when he gives it, he said it's an abomination. He said, how much more if his mind is with wickedness? So sacrifice must be with a clean hand and a clean mind. Number two, it must be a presentable sacrifice that is in good condition. Don't give God a car that is dilapidated. A car you hate, you don't want to drive again. The car you hate most in your compound, you give it to God. Say, I want the car that once it enters the compound of the church, the car cannot start again. Don't give God an offering that is not me. Malachi chapter 1 verse 8. Malachi chapter 1 verse 8. You know that. I know some of you know that scripture very well, because I know you cannot give such to your governors. He says, if you offer the blind for sacrifice, that is bringing a blind goat, he says, is it not evil? And if you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto the governor. Will he be pleased with thee, or accept thy person? Say the Lord. Can you give God, can you give your governor a goat that has no leg? Will he be able to promote you? Will he be able to say thank you? Say how much more? Anything that is a sacrifice given to God must be presentable. It must be something that even if you give the president, he will say thank you. Number three, condition for acceptable sacrifice, it must be costly to the giver. Sacrifice must be something that is costly to the person giving it. It must be something costly to the person giving it. Sacrifice is not about, somebody can give 1 billion and it's not a sacrifice, and somebody can give 10,000, it's a sacrifice. It must be something that costs you something. It must be something that costs you your comfort. Something that you feel it when you give it. That's what they call a sacrifice. Otherwise, it's just an offering. Number what now? Number four. Before I go to number four, whatever does not place a demand on you does not hold a reward for you. Anything that is not costly to you cannot get a reward as a sacrifice for you. Number four, it must be done voluntarily. It must not be something that they force you to give. I want to say this, if you go to any church and they tell you, we see a vision that God says you should go and sell your house and bring the money. If God did not tell you, or you are not convinced, please don't do it. We have never done that in this church and we never do it for life. If God wants you to give something, he is the one that will tell you. No need to tell you that God says you go and sell your car and bring the money. But if God tells you that and you do it, for example, when this building was being built, God led my wife and I to sell one of our cars that we had at that time, which was in good, perfect condition, air conditioners, everything working. Sell it off and use the money 100% as part of the seed being sowed in the construction of this building. So it must be something done voluntarily. You do it voluntarily, not that you are being forced to do it. Number five, condition for acceptable sacrifice, it must be done at God's appointed place. It must be done at God's appointed place. Somebody say God's appointed place. Somebody say God's appointed place. The sacrifice must be done in God's appointed place. In Deuteronomy 16 verse 2, it said, thou shalt therefore sacrifice. Deuteronomy 16 verse 2. It said, thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flock of thy and the herd in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. You can't sacrifice anywhere. It must be a place where God has placed his name. Praise the Lord. Hello. You can't just say, I'm going to one place to go and sacrifice. It must be a place that God, else it's like a ritual where they put on the main road. How many of you have seen it when you are going out in the morning? Overnight, some people went out and they placed some things, oil, palm oil, and some things. Echo. Akara. They put it, that is, if you just go and give your sacrifice anyhow, it means that you are just doing it like the world. It must be done where God, you can see it, it shall be, you choose the place, his name, a place where his name is there. May God give us more understanding in Jesus' name. And number six, it must be done with honor. 1 Samuel 2 verse 30b. He that honors me, I will honor. He that despises me, I will lightly esteem. Your sacrifice must not be done with pride. Your sacrifice must be done. It's God that gave you the privilege to give that sacrifice. It's a privilege from God. It's not as if you are. It's a right from you. May God not withdraw his privilege from you. You know, this bread, one of the reasons why I worship God so intensely and so much is because this bread in our nostrils is a gift. This breath is a gift. And that gift must be used to the benefit of the giver. Hello? Hello? It must be used to the benefit of the giver. So anything God gives you, give to him. You cannot boast about it. Our father in the Lord, Bishop Oyedepo, said, when Faith Tabernacle was completed, he said, This tabernacle that has just been built, if anybody among us here say he's the one that built it, may God kill him. Is there anybody, any one of us that say, I'm the one that built this thing? Is it that person, God will kill him. Anything you do for God is with you must do it with reference and honor. You relax or you chillax. Just cool down with honor, reference to God. And number seven, it must be with humility. Sacrifice must be with humility. I pray that the Lord will bless His word in your heart tonight. My counsel to you is regularly give sacrifice to God. When you get to a junction of your life that you don't know what to do again, give a sacrifice. When you get to a point where battle is very fierce, give a sacrifice. When you get to a point when you can sense that something you are about to shift level, give a sacrifice. When things are very tough and you want to provoke heavens, open heavens, give a sacrifice. My wife and I, by God's privilege, every year, there are some periods of the year we give heavy sacrifices. Not offerings, not tithe. Just heavy sacrifices to the work of God. For the advancement of the work of God. For the movement of the work of God. And nobody hears about it. Just to honor God. God will reference you. We appreciate you. There's nothing we have that is not from you. We give you this. We release this to you. Grace to be a man or woman that releases regularly in the place of sacrifice. Receive it in the name of Jesus. When you have a very serious challenge, tie a sacrifice around it. Tie a sacrifice around it that will provoke heavens. You can't be doing the same thing and expect a different result. You can't be doing exactly the same thing and expect a different result. Grace to do this, God will release unto you and I in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-788-78 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.